What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yuck. I'm looking at the Astros' schedule the rest of the year. Sure, this has been pointed out by somebody, but they play 21 games the rest. They've got 21 games left. They've got seven series. They're all three games. Five of them are on the road. They only have six home games left the entire season between now and the playoffs, assuming they make the playoffs. They've got a six-game homestand from the 15th to the 21st against Texas and Seattle, and that's it. Other than that, they're on the road the rest of the year.
Yeah.
That ain't
some
easy.
Of the, I mean, remember when we were sitting back, I can't remember when we were looking at that point in the season where it said, hey, look, the schedule actually gets a lot easier from this point out. And we didn't know at that point that the Astros were going to decide to just stop swinging the bat in the month of August.
Doesn't feel like they took advantage, does it?
Yeah. They're just going to go out there and just, I almost mean that literally. They had the fewest, they've got the fewest pitches seen per plate appearance. Like they're not out there long.
No.
They kind of just, every now and then somebody gets on base, but nobody wants to do anything about it.
No.
What were they last night? One for what?
1 for 11 with runners in scoring position last night.
That's becoming alarmingly routine.
Including two strikeouts with the bases loaded in the bottom of the ninth inning. That was disappointing, is that the at-bats weren't even competitive with Carlos Correa and Christian Walker. That was disappointing.
I can't get mad at either one of those two individually. And yet, man, the team, they just...
I can get a little mad at Christian Walker. I mean, he's still batting like .230 this year. I know he still has, as a texter pointed out, he still does that thing where he walks like 0.02 miles per hour back to the dugout after a strikeout and sits there and mutters to himself the whole time.
Yeah.
Walk your ass back to the dugout. Stop it with the slow walk back there. Get your ass back in the dugout.
He's contemplating life and whatnot.
Yeah.
I feel, would you rather have him be happy and skipping back to the dugout?
No, I would rather he walk at a brisker pace back to the dugout. That's all. Yeah. No, I don't want him skipping. All right. Question for you. In light of last night's Thursday night game, where all the talk right now as I look up at the television is about Jalen Carter. It's about two things. One, the Cowboys being, I think, more competitive than people expected. They were more than a touchdown underdog in that game last night. I think they were an 8.5-point dog.
Yeah.
When that game kicked off, they were an 8.5-point dog, which is a big number. And the other talk is Jalen Carter getting kicked out 6 seconds into the game for spitting on Dak Prescott. And this is, look, Jalen Carter has a history, some things much more serious than spitting on somebody that show signs of immaturity. Poor decision making. I think last night is the latest example of that. You could have cost your team the game. You're one of the best players on the team. You're one of the best players in the league. He's a second team All Pro in his second year in the league at defensive tackle. He came into the league the same year CJ Stroud and Will Anderson did. So all the same conversations, Seth, that you and I are having and will have throughout the season about big, huge contract extensions for Will Anderson Jr. and CJ Stroud are, I would imagine, being had in Philadelphia about Jalen Carter as well. I have zero qualms about giving market-level extensions to C.J. Stroud and Will Anderson Jr. There is nothing that gives me fear as a Texan fan paying those guys. Now, I start to get a little anxious because now you're living in a different neighborhood now, cap-wise, where you got to do some things. But as far as the investment in those two guys, I have zero trepidation about that. How nervous would you be to give Jalen Carter a massive contract extension? He is a good enough player to be in that highest paid non-quarterback conversation, right?
Yeah.
He's in that.
He's not my dream candidate, but I don't get nervous about him almost because he's a freakishly big and athletic and talented defensive lineman. But it's not the same way as with a guy like Will Anderson, where you can see that, boy, he has crafted himself into that partly. There's God-given ability, and then there's what he's done with it. And Will Anderson has done everything he can. He works his butt off. With Jalen Carter, I just more get the impression, I'd be surprised if he's like first guy in the building every day. I'd be surprised if he's doing everything the way that you want guys, to point younger guys, that's the way you do it, all of that. And yet it works for him. So it's not like you don't have to worry about some drastic fall off or something after he gets his big payday. I think he's just going to be there. There's going to be hiccups like this along the way, but he's just, he's a really good football player who's not he's not your dream Eagle scout,
yeah.
But the Eagles don't care about that. And I feel better about giving it to Will Anderson. I'm not saying that Will's potentially going to have that drop off.
No.
I'm saying there are some guys that are dialed in, and then they get their payday, and then they lose the dial completely.
Yeah.
I don't worry about that with Will Anderson. But with Jalen Carter, it's not even an issue because I don't think he's all that dialed in. I think he's just a really good football player.
Yeah, do you worry at all about the off-the-field stuff, or is that something you feel like...
Was the off-field stuff... I mean, he had the incident in college, which is an awful tragedy. And
you're right. I shouldn't overgeneralize. Yeah. It's not like he had this... Yeah. That we know of. It's not like he had this long rap sheet.
Right. That's the thing that I don't know if... as long as he's... If I found out that he's got nine, traffic tickets since then or something, then I might be a little bit nervous about it. But
we would know probably.
Yeah, I feel way better about Will Anderson.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that I wouldn't do Jalen Carter's extension.
That's a good way to put it. That's how I feel. Like, all right, this is the price of poker. This guy is a game wrecker in the middle of the defense. Yeah, and those are hard to find, man.
Right. He's not Fromber.
Yeah.
I don't like Fromber. I worry about the erratic emotional stability part of it.
Yeah.
And with defensive linemen, you almost want a little bit of an erratic emotional instability. Jalen Carter has that.
That's true. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you played the position, so you know. Yeah.
There's a tolerance for it on the D line that's different than other positions.
For sure. Yeah. For sure. Right. If my quarterback was doing stuff like that, if Dak were the one spitting in Jalen Carter's face last night, that would have been a red flag.
It was still pretty bogus what he did. But
right.
Yeah,
but smart. It's guile.
He also wasn't getting flagged.
Yeah,
for it,
that's what I want in my quarterback. He baited the other team's best player into getting kicked out of the game.
Dak was behaving like a sniper who never gets caught. Jalen Carter was behaving like somebody who's dumb enough to go up and spit on somebody's chest in front of a cop.
Carter was poking the cop in the chest with his gun. Man.
Dak was crafty about it. Dak baited him.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. Man, great theater last night. Great theater. So Stephen Ruiz of The Athletic, who I believe was in West Virginia, right? He was in West Virginia.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. So maybe that explains.
I think he was a guy that looked a lot like a blogger. Okay. There was a guy out there one day. I was like, that guy's definitely a blogger from somewhere. He's just that big baggy shorts and like a Hawaiian shirt.
The Ringer.
I don't know if that was Ruiz or Robert Mays or one of those guys.
Yeah. I know Ruiz was out there. And he has his quarterback rankings he does every year for The Ringer. And it's in depth, man. Like they go into it. It's got all the interactive graphics on it. And it gives you ratings for pocket presence and accuracy, timing, creativity, decision-making, arm talent, all of those things. And then a pretty decent breakdown on each of the guys. I don't think any real shockers at the very top here. Lamar Jackson is his number one. Patrick Mahomes is his number two. Josh Allen is his number three. And this is where I remind Texan fans, those are the three guys the Texans have to get through to get to an AFC title game and a Super Bowl. The top three guys right there. I guess technically they've got to get through Justin Herbert as well. He is in the AFC. He's fourth on this.
I know it almost
He's
just
fourth.
And it says underneath the little graphic they do, zero holes in his game. All right.
Can I bring up a counterpoint here from not me? I mean, I think people know how you and I feel. I think people know how you and I feel about the accolades Justin Herbert gets, because I think Justin Herbert's a good football player. Like when we have these conversations, this isn't me saying he's not talented, he's not good. If I were an NFL team struggling to find a quarterback and Justin Herbert became available, I'd roll with Justin Herbert. It's that he gets treated like one of these guys that's actually done stuff, and he's really not done anything yet.
I just, you know, the thing with Justin Herbert, it's interesting to me because this ranking has Lamar Jackson based ranked number one overall, with the biggest asset that he really stands out being his creativity. And with Justin Herbert, for me, it's always felt to me like, man, he is a really good paint by numbers artist. So I would say his creativity or his ability to just truly improvise and all of those things, his just feel for the game necessarily is just not on par caliber with the guys at the top. So if you're gonna give it to Lamar Jackson based on his creativity, I feel like you can't have Justin Herbert at number four overall, where it's I don't want to say an extreme lack of creativity, but not on par with the genuinely great quarterback.
CJ Stroud is seventh on this list, which I think is higher than a lot of this QB power rankings have him coming into the season. But while we're on Justin Herbert, I don't agree with Ryan Clark a ton on things. I thought Ryan Clark was spot on yesterday on his Justin Herbert analysis.
You're talking about the last time Patrick Mahomes played? I know you watch a lot of film. You probably watch so much film, and you didn't backlog so much stuff. You probably pushed away what Justin Herbert looked like against the Texans.
It was bad.
You probably thought that to myself. There ain't no way Justin Herbert threw more interceptions in one playoff game than he did the entire season. Not Mr. I could throw a football through a pinhole. Not him. Not look how tall he is. Look at his light, his flowing locks. Look who his new girlfriend is. Right? Not that guy. Justin Herbert, whenever it matters, has been terrible. Justin Herbert didn't win big games in college as talented as he was. Justin Herbert in two games in the playoffs in the league. You lose a 27-0 lead. You go throw four interceptions against the Texans. I think Justin Herbert is extremely talented. I also think Justin Herbert is the fun friend, right? Justin Herbert is the friend you invite over when you're having a party. If something serious is happening, you don't bring him over because he's not responsible, accountable, and you can't depend on him.
I think he meant responsible. Responsible. I think he meant responsible.
The whole thing about Herbert is too, like last year, okay, you've got got a new coach, new offensive coordinator. The team was leaning into the run more, but it felt like Herbert had a good year, but that they were almost protecting him from himself at times and not him driving. It was like J.J. McCarthy at Michigan.
Yeah.
And like, okay, just exactly what do I make of this? I mean, you look at his numbers last year. His numbers were basically like what C.J. Stroud's rookie year was. He had 3,870 yards, 23 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. Great. Mm-hmm. I mean, C.J. Stroud, his rookie year, 4,100 yards, 23 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. And which was a great rookie year.
Great rookie year.
Is it what Justin Herbert should be doing his fifth year in the NFL to establish that he's the fourth best quarterback in the league?
Right.
I don't think so. No. I think there's still a lot unproven. I mean, Herbert had that brilliant second year where he threw for over 5,000 yards and 38 touchdowns. That was awesome. But, man, just as it is, just like you have to hit the pause button with C.J. Stroud after year two because the things were all out of whack and everything. But we're going on three straight seasons with Justin Herbert where people are justifying – like elevating him to be in the fourth quarterback in the league based on something he did 4 years ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. So CJ is seventh on this list. I'm not going to read the whole breakdown on CJ, Seth. I'm going to read the last part here with how he can rise in these rankings. Now, he's already seventh, which is pretty damn good for a guy in his heading into his third year. I mean, all the guys above him. Jaden Daniels is 10th. You know, there's all the young guys are below CJ. CJ is the best. Like Matt Stafford is right above him, you know, like at sixth. How he can rise Curious if you agree with this. The Texans are giving Stroud the keys to the offense. What he does with them will dictate how far he can climb in the rankings. While I'd be shocked if Stroud ever threatens to crack the top three this season, if he makes good use of his newfound control over the offense and puts up big numbers, he could jump to the front of the line right behind the elite tier.
This is what I want to happen, is that everything that he just said right there, basically that's factoring in the offensive line. I think he's going to be surprised. I think he's very bullish on CJ Stroud, but he's going to be surprised if he rises up that high this year. And I think partly because nobody really trusts the offensive line. Then are you going to give him extra credit at the end of the year if he does have a great, an incredible year? Are they going to remember, oh, wait a second, yeah, and we didn't really like his situation that he was in, or that he actually could do all that well this year. Are you gonna give him credit for working with still what on paper looks like an unimproved circumstance? I mean, he's got the same tight ends. He's got less running backs, or fewer running backs because Joe Mixon's out. Yep. And the offensive line on paper looks worse than last year's offensive line.
That's correct.
Yep. Will CJ get the requisite recognition for working through all that if he ends up having an all-pro caliber season?
I like to think from this guy, Ruiz, yeah, he would, because he's already got him seventh on the list. He's clearly a CJ Stroud fan.
All these reasons why CJ can't be as good as Jordan Love, can't be as good as Justin Herbert, yeah, all of these things. Like, okay, if he has identical seasons to all those guys,
yeah,
statistically,
he's gotta be above
he
him.
Had a better season.
He's
right.
Got to be above him. Yep.
I'm keeping the receipts, Ruiz.
That's it, man.
You
that's
hear
it.
Me?
Let him know. Shout it from the rooftops. All right, Payne and Pendergast. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Five Reasons I Hate You, Rams Edition. Our first one of the regular season is
ooh,
up next.
Feels good.
Yes.
Feels good.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
We are loaded for the rest of the show, man. We got Five Reasons I Hate You right now. We got Take a Mania coming up at the top of the hour. All the bad takes from the week going up against the champ, Shannon Sharp and Chad Ochocinco. And their sympathy clip for Desmond Watson, the 400-plus pound rookie for the Bucks last week.
They made it sound like the Bucks were just being mean to somebody for no reason by not allowing him to play football
play
this year.
Play in the NFL.
Like it was a Make-A-Wish scenario or something.
Right, right.
Which, I mean, it kind of is. He weighs 400 plus pounds. I mean,
like plus.
I'm
like,
not an actuary or anything, but hey, let this guy have some joy in his life.
You're making him try to lose weight. He's supposed
before
to play
he's being
football.
Airlifted out of his bathtub by a helicopter 10 years from now. Yeah.
Boy, all the damage they're doing to this kid who's 460 pounds.
They had a chance to get him on an exercise program while making $800,000 a year to play football.
We'll save it for 9 o'clock. Yeah, we'll do that at 9. Five reasons I hate you. We do it every week during the football season for the Texans' upcoming opponent. These are five reasons to hate the Rams. Text in the reasons you hate the Rams to 713-572-4610. Number five, Devontae Adams is on this team now. I find Devontae Adams annoying, and this is why. He is annoyingly bad at choosing what friends to follow.
Oh, yes.
Remember,
yes.
He was on a really good team with the Packers. But he's like, no, I want to go play with my friend Derek Carr, who I went to college with the Raiders.
And his boy, the team that he loved as a boy, the Las Vegas Raiders?
Right.
All right, yeah.
Yep.
You want to go play for your college, your boyhood friend, and the logo of your boyhood team.
That's right. So he goes there. Carr gets let go a year into the Devontae Adams experience. So the friend he chose to play with, he wasn't even good enough to keep around. He gets sent to New Orleans. And so now he's got to play with Jimmy Garoppolo after that, who, as we found out during the Netflix series Receiver, that Devontae Adams is like, man, I'm getting killed every week out here. I'm going to get killed. I got to get out of here. You were the one who wanted to go there. And then you go to New York, and you and Aaron Rodgers are at the trade deadline, and you and Aaron Rodgers are acting like you pulled off this caper, this coup. You're sneaking in the back of the shot on McAfee, like trying to have this holy bleep moment. Oh, my God, it's Devontae Adams, and he's at Aaron Rodgers' apartment. Oh, my God. What happened? Except for one half against the Texans, y'all stunk. You stunk. And Aaron Rodgers was gone, too. You're a quarterback killer, Devontae Adams. I bet Matthew Stafford's out of football next year because of you. You go to the Raiders, Carr gets shipped out. You go to the Jets, and Aaron Rodgers stinks, and now he's on the Steelers. Devontae Adams bothers me. That's reason number five.
Yeah, fake-ass Cooper Kupp wannabe replacement, whatever.
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
That's right. You know what? Yeah, we have a chance to really smack around some narratives here. For some reason, Devontae Adams keeps getting pointed to over and over again. Ooh, they got Devontae Adams. Ooh, they got Devontae Adams. Yeah. Ooh, they got – yeah, all right, great. They got Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
How's that worked out for everybody that's gotten Devontae Adams?
That's exactly right. Other than one half against the Texans last year. Other than that. Number four, I mean, I could do the next three on the QB room, I'll call it. That's how many reasons there are to hate this team. I was able to put all the quarterbacks in one bullet point. Jimmy Garoppolo, biggest mimbo in the NFL, male bimbo. Jimmy Garoppolo is a meathead quarterback.
A himbo.
Stetson Bennett is widely hated. And part of me is like, I know he's widely hated. Why? And I asked ChatGPT, boy, did they give me a lot of reasons to hate Stetson Bennett. I love AI. But just to summarize, cockiness and swagger, some view his confidence as arrogance, displays of discontent on the field, terrible body language, passing limitations, he doesn't have any arm strength, off-field behavior, he got arrested after the Georgia championship for public intoxication. And
that was when he was – oh, go ahead.
He was in college back then, yeah. What were you going to say?
Yeah, he was banging on doors in a community of townhomes near downtown Dallas. He was just going to just randomly banging on people's doors.
And ChatGPT didn't have that one. That's interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you sure you're not thinking of Jim Kelly's nephew there that was doing that?
I'm thinking about this article titled Georgia's National Champion Quarterback Stetson Bennett Arrested After Door Knocking.
There you go.
Incident.
Okay, I'm just making sure. Yeah. Just making sure. And they said apparently he was on his phone during the Georgia parade, and people view that as him being aloof. He wasn't.
I don't
fans.
Have time for these people.
Yeah,
yeah.
For purposes of this segment, I'm here for that. So Stetson Bennett, plenty of reasons to hate him. And then
it's amazing that despite his success in college, that 5'11", 190 didn't get him drafted higher.
I know.
So Stetson Bennett and Jimmy Garoppolo. God, I hope we see one of those two guys on Sunday.
Oh, that would be great. that would mean that the spear to Matthew Stafford's back that a listener wanted earlier probably have. And then Kelly Stafford. She's part of this quarterback room because she seems to do all of Matthew Stafford's talking for him. She's on podcasts out there.
Yeah, is Matt Stafford going to be allowed to play the football next year? Is Matt Stafford get Kelly? Better watch it, man.
Yeah,
this is the same way. It's the kind of stuff Giselle was pulling back in the day.
Yep.
She's like, oh, I don't know if to, I know Matthew's not allowed to play for that franchise.
Right.
No,
right.
Matthew needs more respect.
Remember when Matthew Stafford was rumored to be getting traded possibly to the Steelers, and all the talking heads, all the Schragers and people like that out there were like, I don't know if Kelly's going to want that, you know, moving to a new city and whatnot. Like, okay. Like, so Kelly Stafford. So that she's part of the quarterback room for
me. It damages her podcasting career.
It does.
If she's out of the hot spot that is LA.
That's bingo. You're right.
That's why Dallas is always in play, because, you know, Austin has become the new podcasting, the hub of podcasting.
Yeah.
So
you'd live in Austin and commute to Dallas every day in a helicopter. That's number four, the quarterback room. Plenty of reasons to hate that quarterback room. Number three, I noticed this on their website, Seth. When I put together the reasons for this segment each week, one of the first things I do is go to the website of the team and just open up the roster and go down the roster just to see if there's any specific players to hate. That's how I found Devontae Adams, you know, stuff like that. I started fishing around on the Rams website, and they have a section for Hall of Famers that were Rams at one point, whether it's Los Angeles Rams or St. Louis Rams, whatever the case. They've got both. And some of them on there I'm fine with. Like, I'm fine with Kurt Warner and Jackie Slater and Jack Youngblood and Merlin Olsen, guys like that, Deacon Jones. I could go on. Eric Dickerson. I could go on and on. The Rams have a storied history of very, very good football players. They are also taking, for example, Ron Yeary, who was a Hall of Fame offensive lineman with Minnesota for 14 years, played 8 games as a Ram. He's in their Hall of Fame page on their website. 8 games as a Ram in his last season in the NFL.
Yeah.
How about this one? James Lofton. You know James Lofton, right? Great player for the Bills and the Packers. Good for the Raiders as well. He's on the Rams website, and I'm saying to myself, boy, I don't really remember James Lofton as a Ram. Well, there's good reason for that. There's a good chance I missed the one game he played as a Los Angeles Ram. One.
Yeah, this is beneath you, Los Angeles Rams.
Thank you.
You're an organization that has had some great teams in the past and some great
players.
You've
got plenty of guys.
And you need to muddy the distinction of the dyed-in-the-wool Rams that are on that webpage?
Yes.
You've denigrated and you've diminished the value of that webpage.
Thank you.
And I will not have it.
Very well. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Jack Youngblood has to rub elbows in cyberspace with those guys.
Yep.
They were just carpetbaggers through the organization.
Yeah, man.
Have some respect for yourself, Rams.
Jerome Bettis being on there. Jerome Bettis was a Pro Bowler for the Rams his rookie year. Yeah. But in the third year of his career, Rich Brooks got there as the head coach and wanted to move him to fullback. He wanted to move Jerome Bettis, the bus, to fullback in the NFL. And he said, well, we'll move to you fullback or we'll trade you. And Jerome Bettis said, I'll take a trade. And they trade him to the Steelers. And I'm guessing he made the Hall of Fame far more on what he did in the black and gold than he did in the blue and gold. But the Rams are putting him up there in their Hall of Fame thingamajiggy. Yeah.
You know what I like to do, Sean?
What's that?
That's available to me that isn't available for everybody else. I go through Pro Football Reference and I can look through people who have died in any given year. From the NFL.
That sounds fun.
No, yeah. And I can age select for guys that I might have known or played against and everything. Yeah, that's what I do. You go ahead and spend your time on Hall of Fame stuff.
You're on there.
I wish it wasn't available
people.
To me. Honestly, no, I did it earlier this morning and I'm remembering it now. I'm kind of sad.
Yeah.
I won't bring that to the radio show.
Okay. Number two, and Champ Slice brings this up on the text page. I'm glad that number two for me, I'll just read Champ Slice. Reasons to hate the Rams. I would say L.A. fans suck, but they won a Super Bowl and nobody in L.A. cared. Right. Nobody in L.A. cared, and now they're all jumping on the bandwagon after. The Rams didn't get L.A. didn't get the Rams back because there was this thirst for football in L.A. They got the Rams back because they're the second largest city in the United States.
They had it. The commissioner made it his mission for over a decade to, like, somehow we got to get a team back in L.A.
Yeah.
L.A., how do you feel about it?
What's football?
They did it in their vocal fry. They're like, I guess so, yeah.
vocal.
I'd like to have a team. Are there going to be Instagram spots at the stadium?
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Will there be good
OnlyFans video? Mm-hmm.
Yep, that's exactly what it was, man. So, bandwagon fans that just jumped on the bandwagon. Some of them didn't even jump on the bandwagon after the Super Bowl.
They're like uglier versions of Laker fans.
Yes.
You know? Yes. It just, like, all right, which who am I? Who's the eye candy sitting around the perimeter
100%.
There? 100%. Like, you're, oh, it's Jason Bateman's often never heard about brother. So,
yeah.
You don't even get Jason or his sister.
No.
You get the third Bateman.
I kind of like Justine back in the day, man. I like the sister. On Family Ties, she was pretty fire back in the day, man. All right, number one. I didn't know how to handle this one, Seth, because you were on the field for this one. So maybe this is a big reason why you hate the Rams. But the birth of Fitzmagic happened with Ryan Fitzpatrick in a Rams uniform against the 2005 Houston Texans.
Devin Curtis. Another Ram first down and more. And the St. Louis Rams have come all the way back to win the ball game. No flags on the play.
How about that? Just a quick screen to Kevin Curtis, their fastest wide receiver now, and he just gashes them and takes it all the way to the end zone for the win.
Okay, that what a horrible call that was. I know you guys weren't very good that year, and I'm thinking the Rams probably
weren't. Well, it wasn't when we were definitively bad at that point in the year, was it? I can't remember what week of the season it was.
It was like week 11. It was in November. It was November.
Was it late? Oh, it was in November.
I was at the game. It was on Thanksgiving, and I was in town for Thanksgiving that year.
Oh, we were definitively bad by that point.
You guys were 1-10 at that point. So,
yeah.
So, but what happened in that game, that was a game-winning touchdown you heard on there on Fox. The Rams were down 27-17 with under a minute to go in the game, scored a touchdown to make it 27-24, recovered an onside kick, kicked a game-tying field goal, and then scored a game-winning touchdown in overtime. And that was the first time most of the nation had ever heard the name Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, you know, do you remember when we had Ryan Fitzpatrick on the show a couple years ago?
Yeah.
Before a Thursday night game,
I do.
I asked him about that, and I was like, hey, were you like, had you really dialed in and prepared for that game? Like, had you been studying all week and maybe you had an edge that most rookie quarterbacks wouldn't have? And he's like, oh, no, I didn't know what the hell I was doing.
Threw for 300 yards in
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah. Could you at least make me feel a little bit better about it?
Disrespect.
Disrespect. Yes.
Oh,
that was the St. Louis Rams. What do I care?
Yeah. But
this is a different squad. This is the L.A. Rams.
The L.A. Rams. All right. Yes. Yeah. So there you go. That's five reasons. Five reasons to hate the Rams. And specifically, I'll give you one reason not to hate them. David Quesenberry is on this team. David Quesenberry is still in the NFL right now.
Good for him,
That's
man.
An incredible story, man, when you think about
yeah.
it. Like, he was, I mean, I just remember him getting cut by Bill O'Brien on Hard Knocks in 2015. And we all know the cancer saga and everything else. I mean,
and that's not like a mean, that's not like it was, like it was, it wasn't, we're not criticizing Bill O'Brien.
Not at all. No,
him.
No,
like,
no.
It was hard for Bill O'Brien to cut David Quesenberry.
No. You thought his career was over. He got cut because he wasn't able to put on weight after cancer treatments and whatnot.
Yeah.
So
For him to still be around, like, it was cool enough that he had made it and became a starter in the NFL. But it's still 10 years later, he's still on the team.
He's still kicking it, man. Like, that is a great story. All right, Astros. Let's circle over to the Stros. They've got 21 games left here. All right, 3.5 games up on Seattle. Some wrinkles in the schedule here that make me a little nervous as a Houston Astro fan. We'll hit that. We'll do Take a Mania at the top of the hour. Stay there.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Our lives aren't like they used to be. They're busier. Early morning Zooms, grabbing coffee to make that in-office meeting, getting to your kid's soccer game on time. Life is different, and so is advertising. To reach any audience, you need your message out there in all media, broadcast to streaming, on screens, and right to the ears of your customers. And that's what we do at Odyssey. Let's build a media campaign that targets the customers you know and want to reach more of, right here in our community. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Seth is conducting a pretty morbid study during the break. I just want to say that.
I've been going through every year that Pro Football Reference tells you former NFL players who have died. And the more depressing part of it for me is that I can go through and see, like, oh, dang, this guy was a teammate of mine for a year and he died a couple years ago or whatever. But you and I started having fun with it. And we're like, okay, who makes it in their 90s in the NFL? And it's tough right now because these guys who, died in their 90s recently were still playing in the NFL way back when before everybody got so huge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
sorry,
yeah,
I'd worked my way all the way back to 2017. Let's go to 2024. And so I was trying to be an actuary here and think, okay, what are my chances as a defensive lineman of making it into my 90s? So for guys that played back in the 1960s.
Okay. They died last year.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I mean, for most of these guys that died last year would have played in the 1950s and okay. early 60s.
Yeah.
So that were in their 90s.
They were in their 90s. Right. Right.
Okay. So we've got a defensive end.
Okay.
We've got a linebacker. We've got a linebacker. We've got a linebacker. We've got an end-defensive end. I'm guessing he played both ways.
Dude.
And we've got a halfback. Look at that. Defensive ends are cleaning up, Sean.
Okay. A defensive end.
Defensive ends are just fine. Okay.
I'm not going to forward you any YouTubes of 1950s football. But defensive ends in 1950 would be baristas at Starbucks these days.
They would. They'd be fitness influencers. They'd be wearing those.
Shredded.
Who was the guy that used to have the Jack LaLanne? He'd have a Jack LaLanne bodysuit on.
Right.
doing sweating to the oldies. Yeah.
Richard Simmons would have been a defensive end back in 1952. Yeah.
That's true. If we go to guys that died in their 40s and 50s,
right?
Yeah, there's quite a few linemen in there, Sean, okay?
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. Quite a few linemen.
Bit of a correlation. I'm not sure it's a hard correlation, but bit of a correlation. Oh, God. That is funny. Ironic that the guy who yells at people to go die is in a database.
Definitely going to die sooner than all those people, and I'm telling them to go die.
Is in a database right now, searching death.
I don't know if you're like me. I feel like most people do this. You kind of figure like, well, maybe it's just because the math is easy.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you know, I'll probably live to be 100. So, yeah, I got 50 years left. That's cool. Yeah. And like, hey, realistically, they're a killer.
Yeah. Right, right. I blame music because every song that's about this, like, flowery view, this overview of life.
Only got 100 years to live.
I blame John Ondrasik of Five for Fighting. It's his fault that we've got this delusional view of how long we're going to live.
My nephew has that. Like, he's kind of like learning about mortality and everything
yeah.
and realizing that everybody, but in his head, it's that people live to be 100 years old.
Yeah.
So my brother's having these difficult conversations with him where he's like, so grandma will be alive for another 30 years, right?
Oh, yeah. See, I was just thinking solely about him. I'm like, by the time your nephew is the age where it matters, we might be living on the regular till 100 years. Who knows?
Right, right. You know? Yeah. That's why that's part of it too. I'm like optimistic about medical science that somehow, hundred's totally going to be the standard by 50 years from now. Sure.
I don't think I'll be around for that. I don't need to be around for that.
I don't need it to be the standard 50 years from now. I need it to be the standard 49 years from now.
Exactly. All right. So the Astros lose last night to the Yankees. Aaron Boone is out of our lives now for at least until the postseason. Maybe we see him again and he can start examining the bats of backup outfielders when they hit a double in the ninth
inning. For those of you who missed it, Aaron Boone needed to save baseball last night. The integrity of the sport by reporting that Taylor Trammell's bat looked like there was discoloration on the logo. So it's now being examined in a Cracker Jack lab at MLB.
I'm picturing like Homer Simpson with his feet up on the thing.
I had like seven old dudes just looking at it, kind of like, I don't know. Looks weird to me.
Yeah. Three open boxes of donuts on the table. Like they're all just,
Taylor Trammell. That's why the Astros have a chance of winning this game. It's Taylor Trammell in his career 188 batting average.
Yeah.
Karen Boone.
Karen Boone. And if they come back to Dykin Park in the postseason, we must chant Karen Boone.
My guys Karen are Boone. Savages. My guys are savages in that box.
Shut the hell up. So the Astros, I didn't realize. I knew they had 21 games left, Seth. I figured it's probably 7-3-game series. They've got 15 divisional games left, which we could sit here and go, this is the worst division in baseball. Ever since, really over the last couple of years, but since you got swept by the A's and got outscored 32-7 in that series, there is no take you can have about the caliber of opponent or strength of schedule the rest of the way when it comes to the Astros. They can go 1-for-15 with runners in scoring position against the worst of teams. So I have nothing to say about the caliber of the competition. I think it's interesting. It is very division heavy, including 6 against the Rangers starting tonight, 3 on the road. They'll be here in about a week and a half. And then the Seattle series. If I had to pick one of these series where I go, okay, you get a genie in the bottle here, you can pick one series to sweep, it would be the Seattle series here. I think it's September 19th to the 21st. It's a weekend series. That's the biggest. That's the biggest one out of all of them. And I say that with at Toronto on the schedule coming up early next week, and that's a big one too if you have any hopes of trying to get a bye in the first round of the playoffs.
If you want to get a bye in the first round, also you can stick it to the Yankees a little bit since you couldn't win this series at least. Yep. Let's do it for America. Let's do it to someday. I don't ever really want to see Aaron Boone get fired though, because I don't think he's I think his everything that he thinks is awesome for his team, I think, is part of why they're emotionally fragile and soft.
Yes.
And always ultimately buckle in the playoffs.
Aaron Boone is like that quarterback. I think back to what's the game I always use as the example? And when the Jake Locker's rookie year, when he was the starter for the Tennessee Titans, and he sucked. And Matt Hasselbeck was his backup. And at that point, Hasselbeck was one of those cagey vets that could win you a game if he came in. And I remember the Texans playing the Titans in 2011, and somebody absolutely just blistered Jake Locker. And I'm like, well, I really like that we got the sack. I really like that they hurt him a little bit, but they hurt him a little too much.
Yeah.
I want you to sack him, and I want you to make him feel it, but I don't want you to make him feel it to the extent he feels like he needs to be taken out of the game, because I don't want to see Matt Hasselbeck.
It's kind of like when Sanchez's backup was Brunel with the Jets.
Yeah.
I always wondered, like, all right, man, Who scares you more? I know they're winning games and they're going to the championship game and everything, but Sanchez ain't doing it.
Nope.
I bet defense is worth saying, like, don't hurt Sanchez.
Yeah.
Just keep Sanchez.
Bring him
in
down
the
lightly.
Let's bring him down, but don't hit him too hard. Yeah.
Yeah, seriously.
We don't want a veteran to come in that we haven't game planned for in the second half.
No. All right. Are you ready for Take a Mania, my friend?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I got 50 years to live at least. I'm ready for this.
Oh yeah. All right. Take a Mania. We do it. We have a champ, a defending champ, and the worst takes of the week. We'll try to take down our defending champ, Ocho Cinco. It's a two-headed monster of Chad Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp. We'll play the defending champ cut, and then I've got 5 challengers to the champ for Seth to make the determination on here, and that's coming up next.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What you heard right there was the power of audio. And audio is what we do at Odyssey.
That true crime podcast you spent hours listening to,
we produced that.
That radio station where you discovered your favorite artists,
that's our station.
That weird playlist of bongo music,
we ain't judging. One of our curators made that. Advertise with Odyssey. We can get your message in front of a broad or targeted audience.
Visit ads.odyssey.com.